Hey, it's Corey at Blue Plate, 3218 Mission Street. Come see us. Meatloaf, fried chicken, deviled eggs, Dollar Olympia beers. We're here every day of the week. We got a garden and we got smiles on our faces. Come let us make you happy.
Can you go inside for me? I'm doing this meeting. Do you want to say it?
Oh, yeah.
You want to come in here and say it? Can you say, hi, I'm Brian Della Torre and you're listening to Talking Schmidt.
I'm Talking Schmidt.
Come here. Can you say, hi, I'm Brian Della Torre?
Hi, I'm Brian Della Torre.
And you're listening to Talking Schmidt.
I'm Talking Schmidt.
Bro, just wait.
Talking Schmidt. I'm already not watching.
It's cool, like tonight is the night.
Damn, this is like the coolest thing I'm ever gonna do.
I wouldn't say it was fun.
What do you mean, bro? Christian Fletcher's younger brother.
Fuck the Dodgers.
Big dog's in. What do you think, Dolan?
We on? Schmitty?
Talking Schmidt.
Most of these guys, their opinion don't matter.
Talking Schmidt, right?
Like skateboarding.
I remember that.
Talking Schmidt.
Holy shit.
What are Yuns doing?
Okay, yeah.
I'm in your house, dude.
You're going to come out different.
Oh, no, Schmidt, you can't jump in.
What is happening?
I'm here for Greg Smith. Yay!
Gregory!
Yeah, man, chicken bone. Chicken bone, now it's home.
Wi-Fi check one, Wi-Fi check two.
I was going to ask you, I was watching some of your parts before we started talking this morning, and one thing that cracks me up all the time is you Smith ground that ledge that has a kink in it at the park side park in Potrero.
Yep.
And I'm like, how many photos did Dan Z shoot there? Because he lived half a block away.
It was so easy. It was like, yo, I'm going to go here. I'm going to do this. He's like, cool, I'll just walk down.
He's like, let me finish this sandwich. I'll be right there. Yeah.
So many. Yeah, that was another thing too, man. Like, you have the resources. You can really like do anything. You have Dan in your pocket, and you got the mag. It was very motivating time.
I feel kind of like maybe you were in the era of Dan Z finding Dan Z. Like he, in the beginning, like when he moved out to live with Tony, and he was kind of like West Coast Dan, figuring out photography. I think he grew into like a really amazing photographer. In the beginning it was just like he was the think guy, but then he got this Thrasher thing and now he's shooting with everybody. This is gonna be Gabe Morford's gonna kill me, but Dan Z is one of the guys that I've seen that will do anything to make a skate spot happen for someone. Like he will go out of his way to get the thing and he unlocks it with the fucking skeleton. I don't know how he does that. I tried it forever. Like Wallenberg, he could just go boop, boop, open. You're like, wow.
Yeah, man. He moonlights as a locksmith. No, he
moonlights as a glider. He's been flying in the air in his glider.
This is true. He's like, yeah, I'll take you up there someday. You should come with. I was like, maybe.
Yeah, I don't
no, he did that for me on that in the GX video. Ryan actually posted this recently. I pole jam off this like this set of stairs into this hill near the Castro, and he basically cut that pole for me because it was just a straight tall ass pole that was right in the middle of a stair set, and I was like, man, we should cut this thing and like this would be sick to like launch, you know. And he's like, oh, like easy. He went there, got the tools, like just made it all like,
dude,
perfect.
Yeah.
And you know, yeah, uh-huh. And it worked. And like that one, you know, that I remember that clip being like, wow, that's like one of my favorite clips, like,
because no one's ever skated it. You're like, I can do anything on this. It's brand new. What do we got?
This is why we love finding spots. And those kind of spots are riddled all over the city.
Yeah. Like it's you like said, how it looks, right? Like the New York vibe, and then you see the SF vibe. Strobeck used to come to SF all the time and be like, dude, I just fucking love how this city looks.
It looks amazing. And yeah. I think I said it in an old Slap interview. It's a big playground. It's a big skateboard playground, and you can do anything with it. And the backdrop is always going to be epic.
Yeah,
you know, whether it's someone's like Victorian, the front of someone's Victorian house, or, you know, you have a crazy, like what you just said, like the backdrop is like the entire city, you know, at sunset. Dude, just the great highway bomb alone at sunset is like. Oh.
Have you ever got really smoked on a hill bomb?
Oh, hell yeah. There was like, dude, there was a time where it was happening often, not just to me, but like to homies too, where like I kind of stopped bombing for like a few months. There was like a period where like, oh shit, like we're not made of rubber, you know, we're not like,
right.
Like, there's a lot going on here. Fools hitting the sides of buildings, like skidding out and hitting like poles, and fools getting hit by cars. Like, you know, I was bombing backside 9 months with like 3 homies, and one of them, like, you know, 4-way stop. This lady, you know, just rolls through the stop.
Yeah.
Panics. She steps on it, like hits the homie. Oh. Homie flies. Thankfully, he's like, he was okay. Landed on his feet. You know, shoes fell, like blew off everything, the whole thing. He was on the curb. I like jumped off. I was just like, and I ran to him. And yeah, it was like, there were a lot. There were a few like times where it was like, wow, dude. Like we're just bombing these like insane routes. It's because some of them were like, dude, these are like we're cooking.
Yeah,
it's fun and exhilarating, but like a lot could happen here.
Yeah.
And we were just bombing them frivolously, like just like nothing. Like, let's just, I don't know, what do you want to do today? Well, let's just bomb, you know, front side of Peaks to 17th Street all the way down Castro. I'm like, what? You don't just bomb those hills for fun.
Yeah, know? That one's fucked. 17th. Like, dude, I was somewhere up there and I forget. I probably don't
know. No one bombed 17 for fun. Just to be, that's a huge exaggeration. But like, people have done it. Like, Spliff and, you know, I'm sure Sean's done it. You know, maybe Eddie. I don't know. Jeff. I don't know. One of the homies. But like, yeah, it's a crazy one.
What's like the gnarliest one you've been there for? Like, seen somebody do that you're like, no, like.
It was pretty crazy to see Sean bomb California. I was there for that. That was pretty sick. But he does like a line, and he like ollies these blind bumps over the California street gap. But he starts like way up top.
Yeah.
Or wall rides a wall, trips down the hill, and then just takes it, like ollies the thing full speed, the blind bumps, and just takes it. And I was like, whoa, that was pretty fast. That was gnarly. But nah, there was some other ones where I was like, oh, that one's crazy too. Like, there's so many.
Yeah.
No, so many.
I think it got to a point for me where I'm like, I don't know. It feels like it says like the most of the gnarly hills, at least in SF, have been kind of done. And it's like, damn.
Yeah. I wasn't there for Broadway bombs. I wasn't there for any of that stuff. But I mean, I know those hills and I know like,
yeah,
you know, how gnarly they are. And yeah, it's
like, who did Kearney switch? Was that Sean or Delfino?
That was Pedro, actually.
Yeah, Pedro, right?
That was Pedro. Yeah, it was Drew. That's crazy.
Crazy.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Kearney, yeah. It's next to Broadway.
Yeah. That's insanity. Like, yeah, Frank did it years ago and it looked like, this is fucking no way. And then Pedro's like, I did it switch. I was like, no fucking way.
It's like big wave riding, you know?
And the street is so jacked.
Yeah, yeah. There's a route, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, it had its like moment, you know, the hill bombing and all of that. But it's still like so exhilarating to watch. Even like I'm here and I'm like, wow, I can't wait to just bomb Twin Peaks, you know, the backside of Twin Peaks, you know, like something like fun and just to get that, the blood flowing, you know, again, like bombing Crazy Hills just for fun, like Kearney for fun, like nah, I'm good. No, gotta land a trick first. If there's like a, I do a trick and that's involved, like may, yeah, then I'll be like, all right. Let's just say that I haven't had a bloody sheets in bed for a long time, so that was like a thing.
Dude, for sure. Stick into them when you wake up. And you're just like, yeah. God damn it. Like,
but also like, fuck, that was sick.
Yeah. What was your first tattoo?
This one. This Satori one.
Oh, damn. What year?
2004.
Did you get it in the city?
No. I got it in Miami. This homie John, yeah, I was like, I think I was a few months, like I just gotten on Satori like proper, and was like, fucking Satori for life.
Have you ever got a photo in the mag where your arm's showing and then you ask for photo incentive?
Dude, I asked about that once, and I was like, man, like, come on. I'm not wearing like a Satori shirt, but like, dude, I got
no
shirt
sticker,
right.
But dude, this is for life, bro.
Check it out, homie. but yeah, no, that was the first one. And then didn't get one for a while. And then, yeah, just kind of like, I kind of started going in New York, like New York, and then went back to SF. And then Jonah was like, he was doing a lot of tattoos on me for a while.
Oh, yeah. Jonah's the homie.
Yeah, Jonah's the man.
Damn. What about covers? You've had a few, right? A couple?
Yeah. Never a Thrasher cover, but Skateboarder.
Skateboarder, yeah.
Skateboarder and Skateboard Mag.
How does that feel? Like, is that, like, as far as, like, a mag comes out, you got a center spread versus, like, I'm on the cover?
Yeah, that was, both covers were like, whoa, like, crazy, especially that Skateboarder one that Andrew James Peters shot.
It's black and white.
Yeah, it's black and white, and it has like two page. You know, it's like a big.
Oh, cover. The gatefold. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, I remember texting Jamie Owens at the time and was like, "Wow, dude, thank you so much." Like,
he's like, "That's a big deal."
Yeah, it was huge. Yeah, so grateful and for them both and. For Andrew to like, you know, send that photo in. And we, that wasn't even, we were just going around rooftops in New York and just shooting whatever, you know, frontside ollies and kickflips on banks. And, you know, it wasn't even planned. It was very organic.
Well, that's usually how, I mean, that's how it used to always be. It was never like, hey, you want to go shoot a cover? Like,
you know. Yeah, no, I don't think I've ever done that.
Who do you think in skateboarding you've been in an airplane with the most?
Oh, I'd say between Lee Berman and Ryan, probably, and Garshell.
Converse trips, a lot of Converse trips.
A lot of Converse trips, a lot of GX trips.
Like how's John Coulthard? You go with him sometimes?
John too, yeah. Of course, yeah. A lot of cons trips. So like mostly with like that gang, like that crew.
Who would you room with mostly? Like would you have a guy or would it be different always?
No, it would be between the two. Between Jake and Aaron Harrington.
Jake like, Johnson?
Yeah.
Ah.
So between like JJ and Aaron. Yeah.
Aaron's still in Portland, right?
Yeah, he's in Portland now. Yeah, he's killing it.
Joe Brooke always gives me reports. It's sick because Joe's up there now and stuff. And he's like, yeah, I was just with Silas and we went way out to this. Like, it's almost Jamie Thomas. Like, we're driving to a spot to get that and then we're coming back.
Yeah, they got it, dude. Portland's got a great scene, man. They got it going on. And yeah, Joe's hype, man. He's the best.
Yeah, he is the best. He's just such a rad dude to like blend in with.
For sure.
Low stress, great stories. He won't stop talking. Sometimes to a fault.
No, dude, I love it. I don't want anything else though. Like on a trip, like
yeah,
just brings the right energy and like know, and he's gonna make you look good. And it's just, I miss the Fatback videos, Joe.
I know. Those got X-nayed for some reason.
Let's bring the Fatback back.
I think some of the filmers were getting a little, a little angry. Like,
Really?
Fatback's taken away from my clips or something, maybe. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's like, dude, Instagram is taken away from everything. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, exactly.
What about photography for you, though? You're into that, right? Like, I see your Instagram, and it's pretty artistic. Like, I mean, obviously, you have some video clips and stuff, but you tend to take lots of photos, too.
Yeah, no, I have, like, a large amount of photos that I'm just sitting on. And, I don't shoot as much as I was shooting when I was out in the city. I'd say, like, the last, like, year, it's been a little less, you know? Actually, I just shot a couple portraits of Isla the other day because she just got a black eye in school.
Oh, wow.
From toddlers being toddlers and an accident. And I was like, Kate told me, and I was like, oh, man, I got to shoot a film photo of her face.
Yeah.
Like, hey, what's up? And yeah, so I shoot photos, I'm a hobbyist. It's been good, dude. I love shooting photos. I still, whenever, again, I see something, I'll whip the camera out and shoot it. But it's not like I was in the city where I had it, like, kind of attached to me.
With you.
Yeah, because I was walking around. I was skating everywhere.
Right.
Here, I'm in the car, and, like, sometimes I find myself... pulling over. Give me a minute.
Gonna put a drum beat to that. Yeah. You got a film camera though, right?
Yeah. I only shoot film.
What kind of camera?
I have an M6, a Leica.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yep.
Do a quick this or that.
Hit it. Let's hit it.
All right. Sammy Baca's favorite question. Ready? Okay. Pie or ice cream?
Pie all day. Hold on. Ice cream on pie.
I know. But that's cheating. That's a Fatback answer.
Oh.
Snow or over 100 degrees?
Oh my God. Over 100 degrees.
Stairs or handrail?
Handrail.
The Mission or the Avenues in SF?
Oof. Nowadays, for me, the Avenues.
Rap or reggae?
Reggae.
Portland, Oregon or Austin, Texas?
Portland.
Orlando or Tampa?
Tampa.
Who do you want on the trip, and where do you want to go?
JJ, and I want to go back to Portugal.
Oh, Lisbon, good.
Lisbon's great. So much fun.
My ancestors are from the Azores.
Amazing.
Really, I got to get there. I've never been.
Dude, it's everything. Food, really? Bots, vibe. It's no secret.
Yeah. What is up with Mr. Jake Johnson?
He right
Pennsylvania?
Now, yeah, Pennsylvania.
Bought a house?
Got a house. He just recently got a skate park built. He helped design.
Out by Woodward? Where is he at?
He's by Woodward. Yeah, he's in Bellefonte.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like near State College. It's like 15 minutes outside of State College, I'd say.
Uh-huh.
And he's got a property there and, a ramp and... But he's doing great.
I miss him. He was like out here for a while and just always would come into Thrasher and check in. And probably one of the greatest skaters, like just so good and so kind of under radar. Like the people that know definitely know, but I don't know if everybody knows like how good that dude is.
Yeah, traveling with him the last like 12, 13 years have been amazing. And like to see him when he's on, dude, it's like, holy shit. You know, it's pretty magical.
Yeah, he's kind of got, like, Wes Kramer's kind of same way. Like, just like holy shit, Wes is on today, dude.
Yeah. No, it's that's a great comparison.
When you bring it, you got to sing it.
They both are magical, you know, on a skateboard. And and also, like, very, like, just carefree. And
Yeah, like just that
doing,
vibe.
Just like, doing their thing, like no Instagram.
I think that helps. I'm guilty of it, but I think I really admire the people that can live without it.
I do too.
You got your nollie, right? Like you can nollie fucking a lot of shit, and you, the fucking one I remember most is going over the rail into the hill bomb where Andrew Allen switched.
I ate shit like him.
Dude, I filmed somebody do, I forget who it was. It might have been Grayson. I can't remember who it was, but somebody did the exact same thing. And that motorcycle was in the, like, that thing is in a lot of clips.
Okay, so you want to hear the secret to that spot?
It's gone now.
Well, now it's gone, but
before
it was gone, you had to stay hugging the right. You had to hug the right against the wall. If you don't, stay against the wall, and you go down it on the left, there's a little divot like this in the concrete, and it gives you speed wobbles. Now the one on the right where you're hugging the wall, it's a smooth like transition.
That's usually where the motorcycle.
But that's what so the motorcycle is always on the right, and I couldn't stay on the right, so I had to dodge the motorcycle. And that thing, like that little divot, like
I'm not gonna say who, but I have been there one time where somebody picked the motorcycle up and moved it into the street.
Smart. I should have done that. I wasn't thinking. Dude, that session was so epic. I wasn't even thinking. Like, BA was there. Boosnitz was there. I think maybe Frank was there. Like, it was just like a...
Yeah, Frank's there because he's in the clip, like, after. He's got the hoodie on. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. So it was, like, one of those, like, you know, all right, I'm going to do this. And I remember, like, stressing out at some point during that session. Because I just couldn't, like, put it down. Because, like, nolling backside is way different from nolling frontside in front, when the rail's in front of you, you know? And I remember, like, kind of bugging out. And BA was like, yo, come over here. Let's skate this slappy for a second. Up top. So he had me, like, slappy this curb for a little bit. For, like, 5 minutes. Like, just stepped away from the spot and, like, got me to, like, just skate. And then he's like, okay. Like, you try it now. And a few tries later, I did it.
Damn.
It was so sick. Like, he had to, like, I think. So, like, props to Brian. Thanks, B.
Shout out. Like,
I think getting your head out of that, like, bail mode. Because you're in bail mode by that time when you're, like, stressed out and you're, like, jumping over shit, like, a bunch of times. I think stepping away from it for a little bit and then kind of going back into it after landing some flat ground tricks or, like, you know, actually skating and being on your board, I think it helps out.
That's sick. Do you get kind of extra stressed when you got, like, the legends around, like Brian Anderson's watching you, like, oh, fuck, I really got to do this? Or is that out of your head and you're just focusing on?
Nah, because those are all my friends.
Yeah.
They're my friends before I hear that.
Okay.
You know, I was just, whatever, we're going on a step. The only thing that stressed me out was, like, I think Brendan was like, oh, this is going to be your last trick. You know, you better fucking do it. Like, I think videos like that were stressful. Like, the purple video was kind of stressful for me.
That was a big one.
That was a big one. And we only had like 13 months to film it. And I've never done a project like that in 13 months. Usually you have like 2 years.
Yeah.
To like really, you know, you can take your time. You can go back to spots. You can change lines up. You know, you can, obviously if you're on a trip, you know, you can, if you don't get it that time around, maybe the brand can fly you out back to wherever and like, hey, we need this for the video. Like, we'll fly you back out. So 13 months to me was like, it was kind of a compilation of things. There was a lot of moving parts during that time.
You know, stressful.
Like, I just turned 30. So like at that time I was like, oh, wow, I'm old. I'm over the hill. You know, very common thing. And like, I feel like I've heard it in other people's like interviews or read it in other interviews. Like you hit 30 and you start thinking about your life and where is this going, and what am I, can I still do this? You know, I'm like, I'm flying around with like Louis Lopez and, you know, and people of that caliber of skating, which is, I love skating with those dudes. Those are my boys.
Yeah. But
you're just seeing them and you're like, wow. Oh my God.
I know. Like Louis could have won SOTY every year for a while. It was like, he was just putting out so much shit.
There was like 2 or 3 years where I was like, oh, just give him. I think on the second year or something like that, I was like, just give it to him. Like, look at this. Like,
yeah.
Shout out Louis, dude.
Shout out.
Who do you think is killing it this year? Like, for me, I got Don van der Linden, Simon Baneroff, T-Funk, and Dylan Jabe. That's my guys.
Okay. So, two of them, I'm right there with you. And Antonio.
Oh, fuck. Okay. Antonio starts that list. I forgot. Yeah, dude, that's my dude.
So, like, Antonio, like, Simon is... Dude, Simon's like, dude, Simon is one of my favorite dudes, like, on and off the board. Like, his whole energy, his vibe is, like...
Yeah.
You know, I love reggae, so all his parts that come out, I'm just like, yes, this is it right here. This is the shit.
Yeah.
And he fucks everything up. He, like, destroys everything. And he looks good doing it. He's fucking... his style, everything. But, yeah. Funk, too, man. Funk is
fucked. Some of the shit Funk's done in SF, it's, like, in that... That one where he ollies off the curb cut to Wall Ride, like, going Mach 100, it's just...
I watched... Everything. Okay. So we're talking about Funk. Like, I slow-moed the China Bank.
Oh, yeah.
Ollie. I think Cardiel was talking about it. I was just like, I got to see this shit again. And I, like, slow-moed it. Like, where did he pop? And how did he go up the wall? All right, so he went up the wall at this angle, hauling ass. Like, dude, that is one of the best frontside ollies ever done.
Dude. 100%.
Like,
and it China Bank's just because a lot of people have not been there. You don't get it unless you've been there.
I mean, carving the long bench is like,
yeah, like not that many people have even carved it, but like, and the way that he landed, it was fucking perfect. Like, he just put it down and just kept going. And it's like,
no, he got all four.
That shit was sick. We're waiting for him to fucking, I don't know, tail slide or 50 over it or something. Like, you know, let's get some shit before that thing. Cause I think that thing's getting torn out.
No.
Yeah. That's what they've been saying for a while. And I think I heard that it kind of is getting close to like being a reality. They're tearing out the fountain at EMB right now.
I saw that, dude.
Yeah.
I'm gutted. I'm like, I feel like I'm missing so much out here. I felt like I missed the EMB Jacob Rosenberg thing.
Oh, yeah, that was sick.
The 40-year FTC anniversary. Like, I'm like missing so much.
What about Ace Trucks?
dude, Shroogi and Joey, we were neighbors on, I think it was 23rd in York, and that's where that started. And, I mean, they've always, like, had my back since day one.
Like, right by Pops?
Yeah, it was, dude, a block away from Pops. and I was actually, like, writing for Think at the time, and Tony can help me out more financially if I wrote for Venture. And when I was writing for Ace, they were like, hey, we can't help you like that right now because we're still a small brand. But when you're done, you know, doing that over there, you can come back to us. And when they said that to me, I was blown away. I was like, wow, you guys are the realest. You guys are my friends. Like, I love you guys. And still to this day, like, Joey and Shroogi, like, dude.
The OGs, like, dude. I fucking love those guys.
Dude, I just watched Shroogi's, like, 60th, like, video on YouTube. Did you watch that?
Yeah.
Dude, and that was another conversation we were having before we started recording about celebrating people, you know, and they're still around, and, you know, they didn't pass.
Yeah.
Like, celebrating people when they're right there in your face, like, I love you, dude. Like,
yep.
But shout out Shroogi and Joey, dude.
Shout out.
Fuck yeah. Always. We call Joey the triple OG, and I call Shroogi Big White.
We call, Kate and I call Shroogi Silver Fox.
Ooh, I like it.
With his, like, blue eyes, dude, piercing.
Dude, I'm just so happy he is still alive. He had a gnarly motorcycle accident, and we're lucky to still have him, and he's doing so much better, and
he's killing
fuck,
it.
That was scary as shit. So, big love to Shroogi, always.
That's that's our big brother. My big brother, love you, Shroogi.
Just got a couple more before we wrap it up.
What
has gotten you, like, when you're down, what gets you stoked, like, music wise like, do you got some jams that you throw on to get your energy fired up, or like a comedy thing or something? Like, is there something, like, kind of new that you've been, like, utilizing for, like, that positive energy type shit? You know, like Matt Pales, fucking ganja in my brain. I don't know what you gotta put on.
Ganja in the meditation, ganja in my brain. Ganja, we take away my stress and strain.
Yeah, shout out, Matt.
Shout out,
Pales.
Yeah, Pales.
I always tell my wife, because she gets in these funks, and I was like, just get your favorite playlist, go in your car, and listen to it, and it'll change everything. Like, for me, music is huge. And it's always... I'm always interested. Like, this is one thing that I love about going on skate trips, is you almost always come back with some new material. Like, fuck, Stylus showed me this fucking whatever. So that's what kind of why I'm like, what have you been listening to lately, basically? I guess it could be even like the old ones, like Sizzla still, you know? Like,
I'm still on Sizzla, I'm still on Buju. But, you know, I'm listening to, like, I was listening to War Report yesterday, Capone Noriega. Yeah, I'm kind of all over the place.
Like, the video parts have been, do you pick the music? Because some of the video parts you've had have had some pretty rad songs.
Yeah, I picked the Purple Part song, and Ben made that work for me, thankfully. I was like, dude, this New Order song is rad. Yeah, I don't know. As far as, like, vibes go, dude, it depends on, like, you know, if I'm down, I try to, like, just reggae, man. Three Little Birds. Like, you know, or something along that, like, in that, like, realm. Yeah. I keep it real simple and just, like, I need to pick me up and, like, everything's going to be all right. We're good. Just perspective, you know. Or I get real moody. It's weird. I kind of, like, if I get really... down, I kind of like to sink into that, and I'll listen to some, like, really moody music. If that, not to, like, pick me up, it just is, like, that's how I'm feeling. So I'm just gonna listen to Mazzy Star, or, like, you know, just something really, or, like, Aphex Twins, like, just some ambient shit.
Mm-hmm.
you know?
It's interesting how sometimes, like, the saddest shit can bring you happiness.
Right?
Yeah, that's a trip.
I was having kind of a moment. I think it was yesterday morning. I had just rolled and did some jiu-jitsu and got some stuff off my chest.
Oh, that's a good one.
And I was driving back home, and I started feeling a little melancholy about, you know, thinking about life and my kids and my parents and, you know, getting back home, back to SF. And just, it wasn't melancholy. It was just more like I just felt an enormous amount of gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
And like the things that are in my life right now, you know, and it made me feel like happy, sad, you know, it made me feel like teary eyed and like the best way possible. Like,
yeah,
I think it was like just me being present in my car on the way home and like, I'm here now, like, wow, like life is so fucking awesome.
That's the craziest shit, is it took me fucking so long to learn that the cliche of living in the now is a cliche for a reason. Like, it's so important. Like, fuck yesterday, it's over. Fuck tomorrow, might not happen, right now.
Cliches hold the most truth, are the biggest. Like, it could be cheesy at times, but, you know, I like a cliche. They're like you said, they're cliches for a reason. Fuck yesterday.
Yeah.
Fuck right now.
Like, right now, I'm talking to Dayla on the pod, baby. This is it.
Yo, I can't wait to dap you up when I get back to you.
Fuck yeah. I know, sick. Dude. I was trying to figure out the last time I saw you, and it was at least 4 or 5 years. It's been a while.
Maybe because I was like parking.
I think
my car.
It was before you had a kid, right?
It was for sure. I was.
You
like
were parking to yeah.
It, I was parking my car at high speed because Tony, you know, would let me do that.
Yeah.
I would go on trips, and then I'd come back, and SFO was right there.
Yeah.
So I'd just take an Uber from SFO to high speed in the mornings or whatever time I'd land, or you know, and go pick my car up.
Yep.
I got a funny Phelps story real quick. I got back from Brazil, 14-hour flight. And it was like, fuck, man, must have been like 7 a.m., you know? It was early in the morning, I remember, and I'm like smoked, 14-hour flight, like exhausted. And I go to pick up my car at high speed, and I get out the Uber, and I see Phelps smoking a cigarette, smashing windows, like, trucks with a bat. And I'm like, whoa, what's Jake doing, dude? And I forget, like,
every morning
people just dump their cars there.
Yep.
You know? And they just leave it there for a scrap. And he's like, hey, Brian. I'm like, what up, Phelps? He's like, how you doing? I'm like, I just got off a 14-hour flight, like, I'm feeling a little. And he goes, here you go. He hands me the bat, and I give him my phone. I give him my phone to film me, right? And instead of filming me, he films himself. Like, it reverse records. So you can hear me smashing the window, and you hear, and then he's filming his chest.
He's like, my God.
And I have this footage still.
You like, gotta send it to me.
I'll send it to you.
I'm making a documentary on Jake right now.
Sick.
Give me the importance of Thrasher and what it means. And it's approaching 50 years and it's the only mag left, like, in print, and it's still thick. Like, is this a testament to skateboarders? Like, I trip on it myself. Like, the mag logo shirt, the flame logo went everywhere. People were wearing it that didn't even skate. It became larger than skateboarding. Yeah. And the mag is still so important to people in an Instagram world where it just doesn't make sense, but we're still going and we're going to hit 50 years. Give me some fucking perspective on that.
It's so deep rooted in skateboarding, you know, I, without the mag, I feel like, I don't know. I feel like a lot of people who go out and skate are want to get shit in the mag, you know, people who are like going out with Dan or going out with whoever. And a good example is look at Twan's out here. I watched it yesterday.
So cool.
I damn near like started crying.
Yeah, inspo. Fuck. Like,
that was so fucking amazing. And yeah. it was like, that's why we do it, you know? But that's not why we do it, but that's like, that's
it's part of it.
That's part of it, dude.
Yeah.
Like, that, like watching him get that cover with his peoples around him, like,
yeah.
My dog right there.
Like, yeah.
What? And his whole story. And then also, like, everything that comes with Thrasher, not just the, it's so a part of pop culture. It sounds crazy, but it's so part of, like, not just skating. Like, people know what it is outside of skating. Mm-hmm. And then the people that are in skating, we really hold, we kind of still kind of gatekeep that, I feel like. Like, nah, this is ours. This is ours.
Mm-hmm.
And Tony and everyone at the mag, they know that. Jake was a big part of that, even Jake being, you know, physically gone. His spirit and his energy is still in the fucking bag.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's hard to keep the ethos going in the same...
It is.
...evolving world that we're in. Like, we still... I think the word is legitimacy. It's just that, like... Yeah. This shit stays legit in the times.
Yeah. It has its own like thing. It's the magazine, the physical hard copy of the mag.
Mm.
It has it's tangible. It has its thing, you know, and it's not going anywhere because without that, and you just have the website, that's not going to work. I remember my first photo in there. It was with Dan Z. I was like, oh my god, like, you know. Made it in there. Like, what?
Yeah.
This is incredible.
What's up? Oh. Yeah. That looks like kind of like a dog we dog sat for a couple weeks ago. Similar.
Yeah, he's a good boy.
We got that beat and your daughter going boom, boom, boom. Watch this. The opening's going to be fucked. I'm going to have like samples. And, oh, dude.
Boy. Boy. Yeah. Boy. I mean, I love the mag. I love Tony. I love you guys. And, you know, you guys have done so much for me in my life. You know, Tony gave me a place to live when I was homeless.
Yeah.
In the city for months. He was like, yo, just stay at Double Rock as long as you need until you find your, you get, you know, you land on your feet. And so it's not just, to me, it's more than that.
People, I meet people all the time that don't know about skateboarding. And they're like, a magazine? That's still going on, you know, like they can't wrap their, and I do compare it to kind of like Harley Davidson, where it's like Hell's Angels and that shit, where it's like, it's bigger than that. It's not just Harley Davidson. No. It's the whole motorcycle world.
Yeah.
And it's like this culture, and Thrasher has become that. It's like a lot of magazines were just skateboard magazines, but not a lot of people are wearing the hat and the shirt and having kind of the same ethos that is spoken throughout this. You know, when I first started working there, they said, you got to give it the Thrasher voice. And I was like, what the fuck is that? The Thrasher voice. It's like, basically, I learned it's kind of emulating Jake, like just kind of having a little edge and fucking calling it as it is.
Speak your mind.
Yeah.
Keep it real.
And keeping it in that vein, no matter what, you know, like Mofo and those guys pioneered it and started it. And then it bent a little, but it kind of kept this thing, the skate and destroy attitude. Transworld started in, I forget what year, but it was, the reason they started was because Tracker Trucks did not like Skate and Destroy. They wanted to start a magazine, Skate and create. And that was the response to Thrasher. And we've always just been like, no, skate and destroy. Like, that's what it is. Cardiel just like, cinders! You know, like, fuck it. I love that shit. It's SF has a lot of culture, and the mag has a lot of culture. That's as easy as I could say it, I guess.
It's like this. They're like this.
Yeah.
You know? that Thrasher's family, man. I'm grateful that it's still around, you know, and y'all are killing it.
You can talk shit on everything, and I do, and I have, and we all do, and we all have, but like,
it's part of it.
It's an era in my life where I'm trying to find the positive and not the negative. I think the negative's so easy to hit you that it's funner to find the positive. Like, yeah, that sucks, but you know what's rad is this, and then you're like, yeah, you really.
I mean, way easier to be negative than it is to be positive.
So I got these three dudes that fucking help pay for basically producing this podcast for me.
Mm-hmm.
And can you give one of them a shout out? His name's Jacob Stokely.
Yo, Jacob Stokely. What up, dog? Big up.
Shout out.
That's sick.
Hell yeah.
Fucking stoked, dude. Want to end it with like maybe three skate shops that you visited in the world that are in your mind right now as being like a cool spot that, like, shout out to some skate shops, because skate shops need to stay. Just like the mag, skate shops are the backbone of skateboarding too. And
Plus is sick. There's a bunch of skate shops, man. Greater, shout out to Greater Miami.
Shout out.
Labor.
Shout out.
You know, obviously FTC.
Shout out.
That's home has been killing it.
You know, FTC, Deluxe. Oh, Tenet in Brooklyn.
Oh.
You know, Seasons in Albany.
Oh, Seasons for sure. Yep.
Shout out.
Those are my boys right there.
I got to shout out Brian Siever at Ignition.
Shout out.
What up?
Yes, sir. But yeah, always big love for everybody. Atlas is our local down in San Mateo.
Atlas, dude. Atlas 510. Oh, my God.
510, Dandy.
There's too much, dude. No comply.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Come on, man.
Come on.
Rose Street.
Oh.
SoCal.
Yep.
Marriage in SoCal. Marriage. Shout out Uncle Ron.
Yes, sir.
Dude, yeah, come on. Those are. There's too many.
Flappies down in San Diego. We got fucking Dave Carney holding it down over there. I love like the bros that have gone. You're like, oh, I got a skate shop now. Yeah. Like, what's his name?
Oh, dude, Manderson Blackhole.
Shout out.
Oh, yeah. Manderson Blackhole. And then Portland has Willis Kimball opened up a fucking shop up there.
That's right. Wait, what's it?
I forget what the name is. It's a weird one. It's almost like it's a word like Rev, but it's spelled different. I forget what it is. Fuck, sorry, Willis. I'm going to have to refine that and insert it right here.
Shout out Willis, dude.
Shout out
is the shit. Yeah, Portland, I need to visit soon. I gotta get back up there. Yep. And dude, when you come out here, it'll be sick too. Fucking,
it's gonna be good to be back out there.
2027, we're gonna have De La SF.
Can't wait, dude. We're so excited. Kate's excited, the kids, Isla she's thrilled.
Sick. Thanks so much for taking the time and catching up, dude. I appreciate it a lot.
It was good to see you, Schmitty.
You too, always. And if there's something I can help you out with or whatever, always reach out. I'm around. And, you know, I think a lot of people have, like, kind of stopped communicating with their friends sometimes because of the social media aspect. And you think you already know everything they're doing. But what you're kind of missing out on is that those people don't know you're thinking of them. And so lately I've been thinking of somebody and I call them on the phone and I'm like, hey, dude, I don't really have a lot to say, but I just wanted to say what up, and I'm thinking of you, and I hope that you're fucking killing it. And if it's as simple as that, I feel like I would love somebody to do that to me. So giving it to them, I feel like it's just this thing that like kind of like printing the magazine, kind of like taking the shit and rolling Simple. Through the mag. Like Simple. You got to keep some of these old stuff like relevant, because people need to feel love, especially when times are tough. Economy's crazy, just all the different things. You're like, yeah, but I got a call from Alyssa today. Made my day. Yep. Haven't heard from her in about 3 months. She yep. said, what up? And I was like, cool, we're still friends. Love that.
That's huge. That's huge. Yeah. Those little yeah. things go such a long way. Just tapping in with your homies. Tapping mm-hmm. in with your friends. You know, I do it through DMs, or I'll like FaceTime someone.
Yeah,
just face to check in on right. them, you know, like, hey, what's up? What are you doing? Where are you at? What's new? You know, it could be a 15-minute combo, or it could turn into an hour or two. It's really refreshing, you know. It's like, okay, cool. Like, we're all going through the fucking same motions in one way, aspect or another. We're yep. all going through some shit. Life isn't easy, but it's also incredibly, like, amazing, the best shit ever. And exactly. we have each other. And we're never alone. We choose yeah. to be alone. You know, we're here. And it is what you make it. And tapping in with a friend here and there is like, I couldn't agree with you more, man.
Yeah. Well, fuck yeah. I want to tell Brendan, if he's watching, and I know he is, I need some coffee. So bring it.
Yeah, dude, send me a little packy, B.
Let's get that coffee. I'll trade Please. You a Thrasher shirt for like 6 pounds of good roast, bro.
Love you, doggy.
Yeah, thanks, man. I really appreciate this one. I'm stoked we got it under our belts.
Hell yeah, man. Well, I'll I can't wait to. Yeah, I'll talk to you soon, brother.
Radical. Yeah. Let me click. We got to give a shout out to our three producers who are helping us stay on the airwaves. This is Nomad Skateboards. We got Jacob Stokely and Billy Rabin. Those are the producers. Their names are in the credits. And those are the big dogs in the membership group. And I can't thank you guys enough.
Shout out.
Watch this.
Bye.
And now, a word from our sponsor, Oro Coffee. That's some damn good coffee. Order one or six bags at orocoffeeroasters.com.
Y'all like music? Because you're listening to SMFM.
Welcome, 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 my fine-ass people. Here at SMFM, there will be dancing in the streets. Dancing on the roofs. Roofs? The rooftops. And on the sidewalks. With the artist known as Chalky. He sent me a song called The Contract to Dance. And it's featuring Millie Morgan and Little Puck. And I want you all to hear it here first on SMFM. This is Chalky with The Contract to Dance.
Ow!
Wake! We're gonna die!
This is the testament, this is the regiment. These are the politics of dancing with me. Contract if you want to dance now. You gotta have style, you gotta have grace, you gotta have fashion, you gotta have a look, you gotta have a face, and for the music, you gotta have passion, say.
Thank you.
What are you gonna play now?
I don't know, but whatever it is, I'm going to
make it funky. Make it funky. Say it with me. Make it funky. This is the contract. If you wanna dance now, wait. We're gonna die.
Did you like that? Asher liked it. That was Chalky, the self-proclaimed one-man groove tornado, a tornado of groove. And we love Chalky for that. You want to learn more about Chalky? Go to Insta and follow at Chalky Funk Wizard. He's a one-man groove tornado and an ambassador of funk, right? And he won't ever be making no junk. A talented man. If you're in the LA area, you might be finding him in a graveyard, talking to ghosts, giving a tour. You might find them giving ghosts tours of celebrities' homes. And again, that is at Chalky Funk Wizard, the Funk Wizard. I can go on here, ladies and gentlemen, and people of all shapes and sizes and colors and spiritualities, but I'm going to end it. It's about the music. It's about the music, my friends. Tune in here for all this good new music. New. Until next time, good people. DM me. Let's talk. Let's hang out. Send me some shit. Bye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Talking Schmidt. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes, Anchor, Spotify, or anywhere you get your podcasts. When you subscribe, you'll get notifications every Tuesday of new episodes the minute they become available. Also, please leave reviews and a 5-star rating. It's the best way to help the show grow. All of the episodes will always remain free, but if you would like to help support the show, you can do so at talkingschmidt.com. where you can pick up some merchandise like t-shirts, beanies, hats, and stickers. The website has an entire archive of all of the episodes, with extra photos and videos. Email us with any suggestions, comments, or ways that the show may have improved your life at talkingschmidt@gmail.com. All interviews are conducted, edited, and produced by Schmitty. The intro music is Mary's Cross by the band Nature. A very special shout-out goes to the executive director, Cheryl Camisa.
Shout-out.
Love it!
This is Talking Schmidt, where the Rolodex is deep, but the conversation is deeper.
Keep the wheels greased.